الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters from across the world, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the Quran to learn from it and practice the teachings in our lives with Brother Habib. Brother Habib, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's always an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. So, with Brother Habib, we go through the chapters of the Quran one by one. We are on chapter 70, Surah Al-Ma'arij. Let's listen to verse 22 onwards and we'll be back for the discussion.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إلا المصلين.
Except the observers of prayer.
الذين هم على صلاتهم.
Those who are constant in their prayer.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. You just listened to verses 22 onwards from chapter 70 of the Quran, Surah Al-Ma'arij. Let's take a look at the context here, Brother Habib. It says, indeed man has been created covetous, anxious when an ill befalls him, and grudging when good comes his way. All are such except the prayerful, those who are persevering in their prayers and in whose wealth there is a known right for the beggar and the deprived. Let's just stop there. It's telling us that the prayerful, the people who pray a lot, are not like that. But can't we all think of people who pray a lot, but are still covetous towards the world and grudging when ill befalls them?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ali baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. As we mentioned previously on the previous episode, if I'm not wrong, that we talked about the human nature, human beings in the creation, when created, if they themselves do not struggle in the path to discipline themselves to the straight path, they will fall astray. They have characteristics, morals, whatever you want to call them, that if not controlled and limited, they will fall astray. They will push you to hell. So therefore, it is important to discipline these morals, these characteristics, these actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an exception of those who are out of this nature. An example, a path to take to stay away from falling into that stray path because of one's nature, and that is by praying. Now, which prayers here? Because in a couple more verses ahead, we're going to be talking about the wajib, the fariza, the obligatory prayers. Mm. We are talking here about, as the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam state, salatun nawafil, ar-rawatib.
The prayer that is we see in this verse is referring to salatul, in this verse?
In this verse, yes.
It's salat al-rawatib. Nawafil.
Nawafil.
Which is between Maghrib and Isha.
No, not only Maghrib and Isha, excuse me, but there are the eight rak'ats before salat al-dhuhr, the eight rak'ats before salat al-asr, the four rak'ats between salat al-maghrib and Isha, the two rak'ats while sitting down of salat al-isha, the eight rak'ats in salat al-layl, as well as al-shafa' wal-watr.
And if someone upholds this, they can expect to be guided to the straight path?
Yes. Prayers, of course, like the question that might pop up to your mind is that, all right, we see people who pray. We also have this saying available that do not be deceived by their prayers. It is something that they have gotten used to, that if they leave it, that they will...
They'll feel annoyed
about it and whatnot. We see a lot of people praying, mm-hmm. and yet they still fall into sin and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
This question has to be answered with a little bit of detail, and I think that we have to take a break.
Yeah, we do.
So that is why I will leave it till after the break.
It's an appropriate time to take a break. Thank you very much. We'll be right back after the break to talk about how much prayer can help us find the right way. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're on chapter 70. We're studying verse 22 of this chapter, which says that indeed man has been created covetous, anxious when an ill befalls him, and grudging when good comes his way. All are such except the prayerful. And just before the break, Brother Habib said that here prayer is referring to the nawafil, which is a series of prayers that happen before Salatul Dhuhr, the noon prayer, the afternoon prayer,
the obligatory prayers,
Maghrib prayer, and the Isha prayer after them and before them. A lot of rak'ats is all I remember from that. We were talking about, does prayer really just praying? Can it really help you stay or remain in the right path?
Now, to answer this, let's look at the importance of prayer in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, Islamic teachings. The first thing that pops up in mind when reading the sayings of prayer is that it is the most important action after knowledge, after knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ba'd al-ma'rifah.
According to the ahadith.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about the verses as well. The verses, this is one of the verses that emphasizes the importance of prayers, mm-hmm. and the importance of its action. According to the ahadith, it's clear that prayer is the most important action after ma'rifah or knowledge. And it is the first thing that you will be asked. If it is accepted, everything else will be accepted. If it has been denied, everything else will be denied. It is the pillar of worships.
Mm.
It is the pillar of every believer. If one falls short in prayers, استخف بصلاته, they will not receive the intercession of Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam.
Mm-hmm.
It is that important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives so much importance to this action, to this ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand its importance, you come to see that, all right, should we always value people and consider people to be righteous or pious regarding their prayers? True, it is the most important action, but is it the correct measurement to see if this person is a good person or not?
Is it the right criteria?
The answer is not always yes.
Mm-hmm.
The best example is that people who are not worshipping Allah the way that Allah wants himself to be worshipped.
Mm-hmm.
Such people who says that their prayers are accepted, even if they go and pray at the beginning of its time, they pray with the best in the best manner that they might imagine, while crying, why, doing this, doing that. But yet, they are doing it without, for example, some conditions, some regulations.
Since they don't have wudu, for instance.
For instance, they don't have wilayah. All right? This prayer is not accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore,
the rest of their
deen. What's the importance to it?
There's no importance to it. Another example is that someone who prays out of, it's not their norm. It's their norm.
They're just used to it.
They're used to it. So it's not always that it's an action to see if someone is righteous or not. Yes, you want to see if yourself, if you're righteous or not, see yourself with prayers. How is prayers with you? If the adhan calls, are you going to pray or are you going to do something else?
Wait a second. Here's the thing. To many people, they interpret this verse as merely uttering the words of prayer and then bowing and prostrating.
Look. Again, going back to the importance of prayers. We have the saying of Imam Ridha, if I'm not wrong. It's a long saying. The reason why prayer became, why prayer is of such virtue, of such importance, yeah, is because it is iqrarun bil-rububiyyah. You're admitting that you are a slave, you're a servant
of God.
You are admitting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. You are admitting that you are nothing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the creator, He is the master, you are the servant. You're agreeing to this, you're admitting it.
But other deeds don't do that.
We'll talk about that. وَخَلْعَ الْأَنْدَادِ, for example, خَلْعَ الْأَنْدَادِ is that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that deserves worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who gives wealth, is the only one that creates, is the only one that, for example, has the power and will. Every power, every will is under the exception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is under the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that you are between the hands of جَبَّارُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the ruler of the worlds. You're also showing humbleness towards your creator when you're doing ruku and sujood.
Yeah.
I mean, like, do you accept it to fall on the ground for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for someone else than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You fall and bow down to someone else. Bowing down in culture is something to, is that you're showing humility, you're showing humbleness towards the person that you're bowing down to, or the thing that you're bowing down to. So the same thing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're showing that dignity. And when you go to that point, that means you are a servant, and a servant does what a servant is ordered. When you do what a servant is ordered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders you with just, and to do good things, to stay away from the bad things and bad deeds. And that is why.
Thank you very much. We're going to have to take a break right now, but we'll be right back for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. We're on chapter 70 of the Quran, verse 22. We're talking about the importance of prayer in religion and virtue. Brother Habib, you pointed out to something very nice that changes a person's perspective. The significance of prayer, salah, according to Imam Ridha alayhi salam, is that you are confirming, admitting, whatever you want to call it, to the lordship of God subhanahu wa ta'ala by praying. But then you started telling me things like that prayer means that you accept that wealth comes from God, power comes from God, and you are a servant, and a servant does what his master says. But in most cases, this isn't replicated. A person prays, but in practice, right after the prayer or right before the prayer.
You're trying to take us to the point of in the salat umr an al
munkar wal fahsha. Quite closely related
prayers,
to that, yes.
Prayers, prayer forbids.
Prevents. Misdeeds.
Misdeeds and bad actions and whatnot. Yeah. Look, prayers are different levels. It's not like it's an on and off switch, accepted, not accepted switch. Mm. People are different. Their attention in prayers is different. And it differs. The effects of it differ. In the tale of the saying that I was talking about, Imam Ridha alayhi salam states that if one does not pray, he forgets that he is a creation. He forgets he is a servant. Mm. And what happens to human beings? We were talking about this before the program, outside the show. A human being thinks he's a god. When he thinks he's a god, what does he become?
Yeah,
that's, he becomes pharaoh. Uh-huh. Prayer,
even if it means a tiny pharaoh.
Even if it means a tiny pharaoh. Prayer, when you pray and you have this thought in your mind that there is a creator over your head, like unconsciously it keeps on moving you towards the fact that no, you're not a god. Unconsciously you will start to do things that what are supposed to, you know, you're supposed to do, doing the good deeds, having good morals, good actions, good characteristics, being a just person. But it depends on the level of your, you know, understanding of your prayer. Yeah, it is true. It is important to understand what are you praying to, why are you praying, how are you praying, and what are the end results of this prayer.
Before time finishes, I want to ask two quick questions which I think are important. First of all, why isn't the Quran more specific when it comes to, because the Quran insists on prayer a lot, but it's always as ambiguous as this is. People who uphold prayer, and so most people when they read it, what comes to their mind is just simply the whole uttering of the words and the whole procedure. Nobody thinks about how important it is to understand Salah. Why isn't the Quran more?
When you talk to a sane person, and you're talking to a person with at least some kind of intellect, for example, you tell them to do this job.
Yeah.
They should intentionally know what they're doing during their job. They should be knowing what they're doing in their job. And the thing is that when the Quran was, for example, revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet was talking to the Islamic Ummah, it was clear to their minds that prayer here is that prayer, like, all right, I should give more. I should understand why am I praying. The meaning of prayer. And even Hind, when she became a Muslim under force, right, during the opening of Mecca, she said, the Prophet asked her, how have you seen Islam? How do you view Islam? She said that I see Islam as something very beautiful except for three.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Adhan Habsha, Adhan Hadal Habshi, this Ethiopian Adhan caller.
Slave.
Very bad sound, yeah. Right? Very scary sound, I think she saw it, or something. It's not a beautiful sound, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't, and she didn't like the hijab.
Uh-huh.
She didn't like the hijab. And she didn't like doing ruku'ah.
She didn't like bowing
down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because she understood.
It was.
Bowing down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is humility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the meaning of being a servant. Your humility, your humbleness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right, now we are already out of time, but I got to ask this question before we close this episode. Can you answer in a short way?
10 seconds, go ahead.
10 seconds. Are these features that you said unattainable without salah? I mean, if someone doesn't pray, will they not have the opportunity to attain these features, to not become?
There are features that can be attained and prayers that cannot be attained anywhere else. No.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. I'm afraid that that's all the time that we have. Otherwise, it was a very nice discussion.
We'll talk more about inshallah in the coming verses.
Inshallah, we will.
This is for the nafila part. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough time to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Brother Habib. It's always nice talking to you. Thank you for sharing your valuable time with us. And thanks to our wonderful listeners around the world for being with us. You're the reason why we make these programs. Don't forget that we are studying the Quran in order to practice it in our life. If you missed this episode, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and all our previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.